May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1097. A refuge for sinners the gospel makes known. 'Tis found in the merits of Jesus alone. The weary, the tempted, and burdened by sin were never exempted from entering therein. 1097.
Thank you. read together from the Word of God, the book of Malachi, reading from chapter 3. Now, the prophecy of Malachi, reading from chapter 3. Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant, whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like fuller's soap. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. And he shall purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then shall the offering of Judah and Jerusalem be pleasant unto the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from mine ordinances, and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. But ye said, wherein shall we return? Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee? In tithes and offerings. Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a light, delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Your words have been stout against me, saith the Lord. Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee? Ye have said, it is vain to serve God, and what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud happy, yea, they that work wickedness are set up. Yea, they that tempt God are even delivered. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day, and I make up my jewels, and I will spare them. as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. May the Lord bless that reading of his word of truth to us and teach us how to pray and what to pray for. Lord, once more we venture to the throne of grace, our only plea and mercy. He indeed who became a sacrifice for our sins and iniquities, our only plea, what he has done and wrought for us, the merits of his life, the merits of his person, the merits of his sufferings and death. Do hear us, O Lord our God, as we call upon thy name. We thank thee, Lord, that thou hast watched over us and preserved us through this day, that we should come to this evening sacrifice in the worship of thy great and thy holy name. Oh, we do pray, Lord, bless us with the anointing of thy Spirit, Lord. Oh, that we may be brought to know and to feel that union and fellowship with thee, Lord, that is found in the ordinances of thy house, where thou art pleased to gather with and amongst thy people, the twos and the threes that gather together in thy name. We do thank thee, Lord, that thou dost take knowledge of us. Thou seest our hearts, Lord. Thou seest the concerns. Thou seest those things, Lord, that we've come into thy house of prayer with, the things that burden us, the things that try us, Lord. And then, Lord, we do pray that thou wilt appear, Lord. Or that thou wilt come in thy grace and through thy Spirit, Lord, and come to each case, come to each need as it may arise, we pray thee, Lord. O Lord, we pray that if we have that deep need and concern for our never-dying immortal souls, or that thou wouldest increase that need, Lord. Let it not die away, Lord, the most important part of us, our never-dying immortal soul. What if ye should gain the whole world and lose your own soul? Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt indeed be pleased to come and enable poor, guilty, ruined sinners to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Oh, the great mercy, Lord, in redemption and salvation through Jesus and his cross. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt appear for those indeed who press to thee, Lord, and sue at the throne of grace, oh, for that mercy that flows through thy sin atoning blood. Oh, do appear then, Lord, we pray thee, that there may be those, Lord, unconcerned, unmoved, Lord, in respect of these solemn matters of salvation and redemption. Oh, Lord, if there are any unmoved, unconcerned, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt put trouble into their souls, Lord. Leave them not at peace, Lord, until thou dost waken them, Lord, and enlighten them and show to them, Lord, their need of one to save and to redeem them. The work of grace is thine, Lord. Come forth in thy Spirit and power, Lord, if it will be thy gracious will, and he that hath begun a good work in you, Lord, if thou wouldest be pleased to begin that good work, or that work of grace. O Lord, we do pray, appear then, Lord, that each soul may indeed become afflicted and tried and burdened with sin and come to the sin bearer, that only one, that refuge that we have been singing of, that only refuge for sinners, a refuge in the gospel, a refuge in the precious sin-atoning blood of Jesus, a refuge upon the cross at Calvary. Oh, we pray, Lord, then do appear unto such, we pray thee, as need thee. We do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased to meet all other cases and needs, Lord, this evening, whatever path we may be passing through here below, Lord, do come to each one. There is a fullness in thee, Lord, and a fullness in the gospel, able to meet each case and each need in thy persons of characters and offices that thou dost hold, Lord, that not one of thy people, Lord, should could ever be denied help and support and strength, Lord, but oh, thou art able to come to them, Lord, and we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt appear this evening, Lord, to those troubled and burdened with many things, Lord. And oh, we do pray, Lord, also that this evening hour, that the precious gospel truths of Jesus may be revealed and opened up to each one of us, Lord, that we may be comforted in our souls, that we may be drawn near unto thee in union and in fellowship, for we do believe, Lord, that the gospel indeed intends and purposes the poor soul to draw near to Christ. Oh, Lord, we want to feel that nearness to thee. Oh, we want to feel that oneness, Lord. We want, Lord, to know that thou wilt be revealed to us as we journey on, Lord. Perhaps, Lord, if it would please thee this evening hour to leave some token of thine especial love in our soul, some word in season for us, Lord, to help us to continue, Lord, to press toward the mark for the prize. Lord, do not leave us to press, Lord, without some hope and some expectation that it shall be well with us. Lord, we pray thee. Oh, we do need thy continued helping hand, Lord, and the support and strength that are found in the gospel to bring us through our course here below, that we may, by our faith, be enabled to look beyond the veil, Lord, and where thou hast for us entered the forerunner, or thy church, Lord, following thee. And we do pray, Lord, that we may have a hope, Lord, an anchor to the soul, that, Lord, that is steadfast, and that indeed will hold us to the promise of our God. Oh, we do pray, Lord, then, help us to journey on. Keep us and preserve us, Lord, here below. Watch over us for good, Lord. Be with us in all our life and path here below. Be with us in our homes, in our families, Lord, the things that concern us there, Lord, those things, Lord, that we commit to thee by prayer and supplication, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, there may be those things, Lord, indeed there will be those things that we cannot tell anyone else, Lord, those things about ourselves, Lord, that we cannot tell our nearest and our dearest, but we can tell thee, Lord, and thou knowest all about them, and thou dost want thy people also to tell thee all about them. Oh, do help us, Lord, to come to thee in respect of everything, Lord, every matter that concerns us, Lord, the sin that doth beset us, Lord, the solemn truth of our poor hearts by nature led astray, Lord. We cannot keep ourselves, Lord. Thou knowest and hearest our mourning and our sorrowing here below, Lord. How that we feel the solemn truth of that old nature working in us, Lord. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt come, Lord, and that precious word and truth may indeed be fulfilled in us, that where sin abounds, at thy grace might much more abound. Oh, let it abound, Lord, over everything that is in us, Lord, that is of a carnal nature, of a worldliness, Lord. We pray thee, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt be pleased then, Lord, to be with us, to keep us as we journey on and meet with many enemies, the left hand, the right hand, Lord. Oh, do, Lord, put a wall of fire round about us, we pray thee. Be the glory in the midst, or the wall of thy providence, Lord. Hold us inside of thy providence, Lord. Thine absolute care towards us, we pray thee, Lord. And be that one be present with us, Lord, in every part of our lives, Lord. In thy providence, thou wast with David through that great wilderness, Lord. Thou didst bring him through, O Lord, many enemies about him. And we do pray, Lord, that we may know the blessing, and then constrain us, Lord, with thy love and thy fear in our hearts to hold us to thee, Lord, and all-sufficient grace, all that grace that was needful to thy servant Paul, the thorn in the flesh, Lord, that he could not continue, Lord, without that grace sufficient to help him. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength shall be made perfect in weakness. O do, Lord, we pray thee, bless thy people with that all-sufficient and needful grace. Not too much, Lord, not too less, but all-sufficient. Thou knowest the measure needed, Lord. We commit these things unto thee, Lord, as we journey on, to keep and preserve us from our own selves, Lord, from fretting, Lord, from the trouble, Lord, and the burden of the thorn in the flesh, Lord, or the trouble that may come in and upon us, Lord. Oh, but Lord, leave us not in unbelief, but to flee only unto thee, Lord. And so do help us, give to each one of us that gracious help that thou dost afford unto each of thy people, gospel help, Lord. Having obtained help of God, I continue to this day, O thy servant Paul, the great preacher of righteousness, but in preaching the gospel fell into so much trouble, conflict, warfare, that many opposed him here below. Many followed him to overtake him. Oh, but having obtained help of God, I continue to this day, Lord. We do believe that we know a little of that blessing in our own souls, that help of our God. Oh, we do pray, Lord, that we may know that help, Lord, in all the times of our need, to support us, Lord, that helping hand of our God. And the gracious word, Lord, I have laid help upon one that is mighty, one exalted from amongst the people, even the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, could we seek any other help than that indeed? Oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt appear to each one of us at this time as we gather together. We each need help, Lord. The Syrophoenician woman needed help, Lord, and she came and worshipped at thy feet, O Lord, and cried for help, Lord, help me. And Lord, we do pray that that might be the prayer of each one of us as we have come into the pews of thy house, the prayer of thy servant, Lord, needing all help and sufficiency by and through the Lord to speak in thy name, then that help, Lord, in the pews of the house here to hear and to receive thy word mixed with faith, Lord, that it may be a good word and a profitable word and a word indeed, Lord, that shall establish us and strengthen us and renew us and a word, Lord, that shall be a help to us in all our journeyings forth in thy name. But oh, that help, Lord, to bless us with that gracious spirit, Lord, ready to hear thee, Lord, to what thou wilt say unto our souls, Lord. Oh, do come to every one of us, Lord. The eldest to the youngest, we pray thee, and appear to each one of us. So we ask these mercies, Lord. Our dependency and our trust alone is in and upon thee to come and to do it for us. Look down upon this gathering, Lord. Oh, be pleased, Lord, to show thyself, thy gracious hand, Lord. Be pleased, Lord, to speak through thy servant the words of this life. And oh, we do pray, Lord, that we may continue and to go forth in thy name. We thank thee, Lord, that there is a witness in this locality and in this place, Lord, where the unsearchable riches of the Lord Jesus Christ are preached and set forth, Lord, in the pulpit of thy house. And through thy sent servants, Lord, that oft come into thy pulpit, we do pray, Lord, and thank thee that we have that true witness of the Holy Spirit, that that word preached and that word proclaimed truly is that also that entereth into the hearts and lives of thy people. And Lord, what gracious witness that is, Lord. Further witnesses and testimony, Lord, that we are journeying in the narrow way that leadeth to life eternal. We do pray then, be with each of the families and the children and the babes in arms, Lord. We prayerfully commit these to thee, Lord, that they're coming forth into the house of thy prayer. Indeed, maybe that means that thou wilt use, Lord, to in secret power, Lord, upon them, to keep them and preserve them in this life, even in the days of their unregeneracy, Lord, because if it would please thee to have some purpose of grace towards them, Lord, oh, use the means, Lord. Do, Lord, we pray thee, through the preaching of the word, through the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, constrain them, Lord, to continue to come to the means of grace and to seek thy face. Lord, these things we commit to thee, that there may be a generation following to call thine holy name blessed. Oh, we pray, Lord, for the enlarging of thine inheritance, Lord. We pray that there may be that gathering in all those ordained to eternal life. Lord, do work in the hearts and lives of sinners, Lord. And particularly, Lord, before us here this day, oh, we do pray, Lord, that thou wilt come in thine almighty power, Lord, and arrest souls, Lord, and change them and renew them, and oh, bring them made sensible of sin, Lord, and to flee to that refuge that we have sung. We pray then, Lord, that there may be a joy and a rejoicing in the midst of us here over one sinner that repenteth. Oh, Lord, what gladdeth the hearts of thy people, and the angels of heaven rejoice in it, Lord, to see one poor, needy sinner gathered in to the company of saints. We do pray now, Lord, we wait upon thee. Come to the help of thy servant. Help him to speak in thy name this evening hour. Put the rich treasure of thy gospel grace into his earthen vessel, Lord, that it may be the excellency and power be of God and not of us. And, Lord, through the Spirit, thou wilt be pleased also to convey that word into the hearts of thy people here. Oh, we wait upon thee for these things, Lord, and pray that thou wilt have all the praise, the honour, and the glory this evening hour. So we pray for these things and the pardon of all our sins in and through that all precious name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 704. Lord, we lie before thy feet. Look on all our deep distress. Thy rich mercy may we meet. Clothe us with thy righteousness. Stretch forth thy almighty hand. Hold us up, and we shall stand. 704.
Thank you.
seeking the help of the Lord, the Holy Spirit, seek to draw your attention to the prophecy of Malachi chapter 3, reading together by way of a text from verse 6. Prophecy of Malachi chapter 3, reading together from verse 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. A wonderful truth that is given to us by the Lord, the Holy Spirit, by and through his prophet to his people, Malachi, was one indeed who prophesied, remembering that the children of Israel had returned to the land of their captivity. It was according to the faithful promise of our God. And for I am the Lord, I change not. 70 years, and 70 years they dwelt captivity. Then they were delivered in that time. And we have the faithfulness of our God in his prophecy, in his prophet, the word that he spake through him. We have his faithful word before us. It will never fail in one word or promise that he has given to his people. Not at all. For I am the Lord God that omnipotent reigneth, the Lord God Jehovah, the I Am, and that one, indeed, created all things, spake all things into being, and all things continue today by the word of his mouth, and shall continue to the end of time. All things continue, all his counsels will be fulfilled in every generation of time, to this day being fulfilled today, as we gather together in his name. Not one thing will fail that he has wrought, dear friends, before time. His counsels will not fail. And just think of that word while I just make mention of this. It is a precious word, but it's true of our God, the Lord God, Jehovah omnipotent reigneth. For he spake and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth for ever. The thoughts of his heart to all generations. Oh, we've got something here, dear friends, our poor, weak hearts, to trust in, to rely upon, confidence in him. He will never fail his dear people. He will never fail them. For I am the Lord. I just think of another word, and it's in Numbers chapter 23. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? He will, dear friends. He will rule and overrule. All his counsels will come to pass. All that has been ordained and purposed in all this earth will be fulfilled. Then he says this because, you know, Balaam sought to curse God's people. It was through Balak, sought to curse God's people. Well, how could ever that come to pass? A people that is blessed. God is not a man that he should lie, Well, behold, says Balaam, behold, says Balaam, that wicked man, I have received commandment to bless. Ah, dear friends, the Lord can put his word into the mouth of any man and bless his people with it. And they have to speak it. Balaam had to speak it. And what was the blessing? Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. For I am the Lord, I change not. What a God we have got, dear friends. Nothing will change. Nothing will alter. What he has said shall come to pass. Just one or two thoughts in respect of this. He is indeed the Lord God. I think of that word in Exodus and shown unto Moses. He was that one whom the Lord had appointed to lead the children of Israel through that barren wilderness. But Moses, oh, he was a man that feared and trembled, and he said unto the Lord, unto him, God of your fathers has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. The Lord God Jehovah, dear friends, the God of his people, the God who hath all omnipotent power and authority in all the earth, dear friends, and upon his poor people. That is our mercy, isn't it? I am. And then let us just see this truth. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I am. See the Jehovah God in Jesus, the God-man, mediator, Jesus. Dear friends, what great blessing. What doth it say in respect of Jesus? I believe I made mention of this word this afternoon at can't always remember what I've spoken, but I think I may have quoted this word, if I can just remember rightly, in respect of the Lord Jesus Christ. John, you see, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ. I was speaking from the Epistle of John this afternoon, and that word, what they had heard, what they had seen, heard and received, declare we unto you. And it was the gospel of the Lord Jesus, but they had seen and beheld the dear Lord Jesus. They saw him, he saw him in our nature. What a blessed thing it must have been, dear friends, to see the Lord Jesus, that he was born in a day and a generation and became a disciple of his. What a wonderful thing it must have been to see Jesus, to hear his preaching, to behold his miracles. And then this truth: in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I am the Lord, for I am the Lord. Well, we just have one or two thoughts in respect of this word this evening. For I am the Lord. You know, it's something that the poor, tried, afflicted people, the poor worm Jacobs that are struggling through this life, struggling against sin, struggling against Satan, struggling against all their enemies. Ah, but for I am the Lord, I change not. What have we got in Jesus, dear friends? Well, first I would just like to mention this, something that will never change and not alter, not whilst time continues. And what about all poor seeking sinners this evening? Ah, there's something not changed. Something will not change. No, so long as he has a people upon this earth, even though they may be found in the days of their unregeneracy, oh, the gospel will search them out and find them. I just go to another word, and it's a precious word, dear friends. For all flesh is grass, and all the glory of man is the flower of grass. The grass withereth, and the flower thereof falleth away. We do not know how long we're going to abide upon this earth, dear friends, do we? You don't have to grow old. And you may say, well, I don't want to hear that. Dear friends, there's something here for a poor soul. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. It's the gospel, dear friends. It's the word that is preached unto you. And whilst, dear friends, you have being, the grass, dear friends, withereth. The grass withereth and the flower thereof falleth away. But we're in a day of grace. I am the Lord, I change not. The gospel is the same. The salvation is the same. And dear friends, the cross of Jesus is the same. It hasn't changed. It hasn't altered. I am that same one that suffered and bled and died for sinners upon the cross. It hasn't changed. It's still as fresh and, dear friends, as saving as it was when Christ suffered. Because it will gather in the church. But what about thy soul? For I am the Lord. I change not. Oh, we're in a day of grace, dear friends. His precious blood still atones for sin. Oh, the virtue and the power of that blood, it still saves, it still redeems sinners. What about thy soul? Precious truth, dear friends. For I am the Lord, I change not. Dear friends, may the word draw thee to him, the need of thy soul, to flee to that one refuge that we've sung about, that refuge in Jesus, that refuge in the gospel. It's made known today, and it's for sinners. For sinners, those that are out of the way, the vile, the base, the undone, for sinners. Dear friends, what a mercy it is to have some interest, some deep concern that the gospel is preached today, salvation is preached, atonement is preached. And Jesus provided it in his sacrifice upon the cross for sinners. This is the only hope for thy poor soul. No other hope but that refuge and precious blood of Jesus. Dear friends, seek after him. Something else hasn't changed. I just think of these things as the Lord will show me them. And therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto. He's been waiting. He's waiting in every generation of time, and he is still waiting according to this word to be gracious. And therefore will the Lord wait that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. Dear friends, may the blessing be thine. For I am the Lord. I change not. My word and my promise hasn't altered, and it will never change or alter. Not whilst I have poor sinners in this earth here below to be saved and redeemed. They will all come, and I wait to be gracious to them. For I am the Lord. I change not. Your sins, dear friends, might be multiplied upon your consciences. He's still waiting. He hasn't changed. He hasn't altered. And he never will. No. For I am the Lord. I change not. And then, dear friends, just one or two more thoughts in respect of the Lord. He changes not. He will never change, dear friends, in respect of his covenant. That covenant ordered in all things and sure. Father, Son, and Spirit, all engaged in harmony and together in the salvation of the soul. And it has all been predetermined, dear friends, when the Lord will meet with every one of his dear people. Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. He must needs go through Samaria, send his servant Philip into that vast desert to find that one Ethiopian eunuch. Oh, dear friends, this covenant will never change or alter. It will seek out all his poor sheep, wherever they are, dear friends, it will find them. But it is a covenant ordered in all things, and sure, they're the sure mercies of David. And what is the blessing, dear friends, shown to us in this covenant? Well, dear friends, the whole of the lives of the Lord's dear people are all ordered and enclosed inside of this covenant of grace. All their names are recorded in heaven, dear friends, in the Lamb's Book of Life. All their path, dear friends, here below, their habitation and the place of their dwelling, all set forth here below. And oh, dear friends, he knows all about his dear people. But what about this truth then? We experience so many failings, so many changes, so many faults, dear friends. And we have to mourn and sorrow over them. Well, dear friends, the Lord hasn't changed. We change. We change. I just thought, as I was just after tea, I thought of that truth in respect of Peter. You know that Peter, well, he was a redeemed soul, but he had an awful nature. He had that old nature kept rising up. Much pride and self-confidence. Peter was all Peter, you know, for much of the time. But he was one also that was blessed. Oh, Just see how we alternate. I just thought of that word in Matthew 16, just as after tea, and just to see how that the Lord is the same, and he doesn't alter. No, dear friends, this is the mercy. The Lord asked his disciples, "But whom say ye that I am?" Well, Peter, yes, he was generally one of the first always to rise up and to answer on behalf of the other disciples, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Blessed art thou, Simon." Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And then the glorious truth, upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Just a moment after that, dear friends, Jesus went forth from them. From that time forth, Jesus showed to his disciples how he must go to Jerusalem, how that those elders will take him, and he will suffer by the chief priests and the scribes, be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. Get thee behind me, Satan." You see, Satan comes in, doesn't he? Oh, dear friend, we let him in, don't we? Poor old nature. And Peter was left there. "Get thee behind me, Satan. Oh, for thou savourest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men." Now, the Lord loved Peter. But Peter was going to pass through Satan's sieve. Peter was rebuked and chastened. You see, he was rebuked and chastened because the Lord loved him. And he was going to pass through Satan's sieve. And Peter went forth through Satan's sieve. And, you know, it's only the redeemed of the Lord people that pass through that sieve, you know. The religious world will never pass through it. The world at large will never pass through that sieve. It's only the redeemed church that will pass through that sieve of Satan, you see. Only the redeemed ones. Because the Lord will rebuke and chasten his people because he loves them as a father chasteneth his son. You see, he loves his son. And so the Lord Jesus loves his dear people. And it's an unchanging love, isn't it? It is an unchanging love. It never alters. "For I am the Lord, I change not." But you see, he was going to show Peter how he loved him by bringing him through Satan's sieve. How did he bring him through Satan's sieve? He just left Peter to himself. That did it, dear friends. That did it. He left Peter to himself. And Peter denied his Lord. He denied that he ever knew him, that he'd ever walked with him, that he'd ever seen him and beheld him and heard his preaching and saw his miracles. He denied him. "Simon Peter, lovest thou me more than these?" After the Lord Jesus was risen from the dead. "Simon Peter, lovest thou me more than these?" The Lord will love his, will chastise and correct his dear people because he loves them. And he loves them to the end. Yes. Whatever faults and failings that we may experience, he loves them. He will correct them. He will come to them. "For I am the Lord, I change not." Isn't that a mercy? I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. That love can never change, never alter. It can never be lost. We may not feel it to be so because of what we are brought to feel in and of ourselves. What we suffer in respect of our sins. We wonder at times that the Lord continues to have anything more to do with us. But he loves. And he loves to the end. And for those that feel the awfulness of their sins, dear friends, the Lord knows that that seed of heavenly birth would seek to serve the Lord and to please the Lord and to walk before him and glorify him. But he has made a wonderful provision for those that have been brought to mourn and to sorrow over their sins. And that is the mercy, isn't it? And this is the truth. For if any man sin, we have an advocate. Oh, that advocate, dear friends, is always been the same. Always been there, dear friends. Oh, how the Lord's dear people can continue to repeat this from one generation to another. How that they've sought this advocate, this one that will draw alongside to his poor people, his sinful people. That advocate in Jesus. He's always been the same. This is the mercy, isn't it? We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, made a propitiation for our sins, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. And if any man, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Hasn't he always been the same? A wonderful provision, dear friends, for the Lord's poor, sin-sick people here below. For I am the Lord. I change not. Oh, this advocate, always there. John knew this advocate. He needed this advocate himself. If any man sin, he knew that sin was within him, in his nature, and the uprising of it betimes. But we have an advocate. He could direct the church to one that was always there, always an advocate, one that will come and speak for them and stand for them. Even Jesus and his precious blood. For I am the Lord, I change not. And then, dear friends, we have the truth of this in respect of the Lord's dear people. We can come unto the Lord Jesus, our great high priest above, always the same. Dear friends, always at the right hand of the Father, always there for the Lord's dear people, that we can call upon him, that we can seek his face. Indeed, we can venture our all upon him. And I just mentioned this truth. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. He is the same high priest today. Poor sinners can draw near to him. Oh, and he is ready, dear friends, to plead their cause before God the Father. That is the mercy, isn't it? to speak for them. And that is our mercy today. The right hand of the Father, this great high priest above, who ever liveth to make intercession for his people, is that same high priest today. Not just when Paul spake of it to the Hebrew church, but dear friends, that same high priest today, to plead the cause of his dear people before God the Father. Believe last week we mentioned about Job and those things in respect of him. But I just quote a word, and it is a good word. It just come into my mind when his three friends, they came to comfort, but they became accusers. Poor Job, they came to comfort him. Oh dear. But he said, my friends scorn me, but mine eye poureth out tears unto God. Oh, that one might plead for a man with God, as a man pleadeth for his neighbour. Jesus pleads for his people, dear friends. He pleads for them before God. And this is the mercy. What a mercy it is. The same gracious high priest who dwells above and who intercedes for his people. This is our mercy, truly, isn't it? And then we have another truth. For I am the Lord, I change not. Dear friends, the Lord's dear people, as Job was brought to pass through a path of affliction and trial, remembering that it was the Lord's path, and that the Lord's dear people, in respect of their way and path and the afflictions and the troubles that may come in and upon them, it is an ordained path, dear friends. And it is intended and purposed, you see, to bring us to the Lord. And what have we got in the Lord, dear friends, in respect of all our troubles and trials and difficulties here below? We've got one, dear friends, that we can turn to, one that we can trust in, one who is faithful to his people and will never let them down. And I just thought of that word in Isaiah 26 and in the 4th verse. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. We can trust in him forever, dear friends. Always we can put all our trust in his name. He is ready, dear friends, to be to his people a hiding place and a refuge. And dear friends, is that one, the name of the Lord is a strong tower to which the righteous runneth into it and is safe. But what is the truth of this? Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah, for I am the Lord God, Jehovah, I change not. Then put all your trust in me, your confidence in me. I'm your refuge and hiding place in the time of all your trouble and the time of all your need. And what is this hiding place, dear friends? It says in the margin, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. It says, everlasting strength, Hebrew, the rock of ages. Dear friends, has that rock ever moved? Has it ever fallen out of place? Has it ever gone, dear friends, that we've never been able to come to this rock of ages? No, it's always there. This rock of ages, dear friend, it's Jesus. Oh, I am the Lord. I am the Lord, I change not. Always there for his people, always there to be relied upon, always there where indeed to be found, to lean upon him, to trust in him, to depend upon him. He's always there. David said, when my heart is overwhelmed within me, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Oh, he knew that rock was always there. He needed leading to it, yes. But dear friends, he knew that rock was there. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. His poor heart was overwhelmed within him. Some trouble, some despair, some affliction, whatever it may have been. What is thy trouble? What are the things that have come into your path? Is it here? The rock of ages that you come to is only one place. We spoke this morning or made mention, dear friends, not in chariots and horses and an arm of flesh. They were no good to the Ammonites and to the Syrian army. No, they were overcome. Trusted in the Lord. And this is the truth, for I am the Lord. I change not. What a mercy then. And then, dear friends, I know there's one or two thoughts that we can speak of, but also we're journeying. And there's something, dear friends, before us that is unchanged and will never alter. Abraham, thousands of years ago, he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Well, dear friends, we're looking for that same city. And he led them forth in the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. You see, well, that city of habitation still there, still unchanged. Paul was pressing toward the mark for the prize. That was the city. You see, we have no continuing city here, but we seek one to come. Well, that city is unchanged. Why? Because of this truth, which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Dear friends, it always abides. And we're journeying. Where is our little hope centred, dear friends? Is it in this city? Have we got some confirmation, dear friends, that the truth of the Lord Jesus, I go to prepare a place for you? It's prepared. It's ready. It's waiting. Oh, dear friends, what a hope this is for the Lord's dear people. What a confirmation in the soul. For I am the Lord, I change not. What I have spoken, I promise, and it will be fulfilled. And dear friends, it's all in his love to his people, his absolute care for them. The certainty of this word that he changes not is the certainty that they will come to be with him and where he is. The certainty of it. And we do not know, dear friends, when that time will come. But have we got a little hope in our poor souls, dear friends, that it shall be well with us? That it shall be well with us. We've got the ordinance of the Lord's Supper to take. And dear friends, there's something there, isn't there? What Jesus came and did for his people. The church will remember him to the end of days. Always be remembered for what he has done for them. And isn't this the truth for our poor souls today? I thank the Lord for the times, the seasons, and for the moments that he draws my poor soul to his cross. Dear friends, that is the comfort of my soul, the peace of my soul. I know that sometimes when I preach about the cross of Jesus, I have great difficulty to come away from it. I do. Because it's the wonderment of my poor soul. It's Jesus in the room and place of the sinner is the wonderment. Well, we come to remember him, you see. That same Jesus that suffered, bled and died for us. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever. It, that cross, dear friends, it's a cross to heaven. You see, we have to remember that. Then this truth, in respect of the Lord Jesus, that he's promised to be with his people always and to the end. He promised it to his disciples, and I will be with you even to the end of the world. Dear friends, this is a wonderful truth. For I am the Lord, I change not. He will be with his people unto the end. He will always be with them in their trials and difficulties, in their walk and path here below, in their gatherings together in his name, in our homes, dear friends, and to the end of our lives. He will be with his people. And it doesn't end there, dear friends. No. No, the blessing, dear friends, that belongs to the Lord's dear people, though we may go to the grave, but dear friends, this is the blessing and the truth. Death has lost its sting. The sting of death is sin, and Jesus has put that away. And Jesus rose up from the grave, and so the church will follow him. Oh, he is our forerunner, dear friends, that great day when the church shall all rise from their graves and be with him forever. And I will be with you to the end of the world. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. The word consumed seems to mean finished or done. But not the Lord's dear people, dear friend. Not consumed. No. His love remains the same. And dear friends, there is no enemy that will set upon them. I just quote one word and then, but ye sons of Jacob, the promise that was given to Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, that in thy seed shall all families of the earth be blessed. Oh, to be one of that royal seed, dear friends. Oh, the scribes and the Pharisees thought and believed, well, that Abraham was their father, but yes, naturally, but that's no good. That's no good. It's a spiritual seed. They know nothing about the gracious promise, dear friends. Their hearts, dear friends, were hardened and hidden from the truth. And how solemn that was. But this heavenly seed, Jacob. And what was the blessing that was given unto Jacob? He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, nor seen perverseness in Israel. Now that is the mercy of Jacob, isn't it? And all the Jacobites are the same. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob. No, not one of Jacob's spiritual seed, dear friends, because Jesus, our God, laid all our iniquities upon Jesus, and they were finished forever, washed away, and I will remember their iniquities no more. O, therefore, ye sons of Jacob, are not consumed. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amount to £720, and on Monday for the Bethesda Short Stay Fund to £1,082, for which we're very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, followed by a church meeting. And Mr. Robert Field is also expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and there'll be a prayer meeting for members on Friday evening. And Mr. Jabez Rutt is expected to preach next Lord's Day, when there will be a collection for famine relief in Zimbabwe and Ethiopia. Let us close with hymn 564. Dear Lord, forbid that we should boast, save in the cross of Christ. Here may we confidently trust and solemnly rejoice. 564.
thy name alone have all the glory and the praise. Pardon and forgive everything that has been amiss and sinful with us. Be with us in all our path and journeyings forth here below. May thy fear be found in each of our hearts, and help us to serve thee in the means of grace. Now may thy grace, Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, fellowship and communion of God the Holy Spirit, rest and abide upon each one of us, now and for ever. Amen.